Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, doing what I do best, separating hype from reality. And today, that means we're going to look at antioxidants, free radicals, inflammation, apoptosis, necrosis. We're going to put these concepts together. Yes, there's, for some of you, words you've never heard, but you must understand these, and you can, and you will by the end of today's show. Why is that? Well, a number of years ago, a famous chemist, biochemist, actually a Nobel laureate two times, one for chemistry, the other one for the Peace Prize. Linus Pauling was his name, started studying vitamin C and found it curious that human beings did not produce their own vitamin C, meaning gorillas, the chimp family, the apes, produced their vitamin C, that important vitamin, but human beings don't. And Pauling went on to hypothesized that this was because of a deleterious mutation when supposedly we took the jump from ape to man. Now, he started there. Now, by the time he started this many, many years ago, Pauling was already famous. Pauling was undoubtedly one of the great biochemists of the 20th century. He almost got there before Watson and Crick did, to discovering the double helical structure of DNA. No matter which way you cut it, Pauling was one of the kings. And after Pauling kind of withdrew into other levels of work, he got into this vitamin C thing. He spent the last 20 or 30 years of his life getting into antioxidant research. It was during this time he also won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, he got very ecologically sensitive. He got very interested in the world as a whole. He was one of those great Renaissance men that just wasn't a scientist, but he was a statesman. True genius. And that's Linus Pauling. And Pauling opened up all our minds to this notion of antioxidant, which is what the body uses to quench free radicals. So these words got introduced into the American vernacular. And of course, once we started with vitamin C, well, we had the nutritionists of the day, Adele Davis, if you remember her, and others, all claiming that the thing that you needed to do is run to the health food store, pick up your bottle of ascorbic acid, ingest it at the appropriate quantities, and you would confer to yourself the benefits of these vital antioxidants. Now, this is in the early stages of research. This is backed and credited by a person few would doubt. And the nutrition people just jumped on this, as they always do, I think with good intention. And so the show began. If you were interested in health, you were going to make sure that you got adequate amounts of vitamin C. And of course, vitamin E followed vitamin C. And then as the years went on, we got into all the other antioxidants, from lipoic acid to CoQ10 and so on and so forth. And jumping to 2017, we have this wide array of antioxidants, whether you get it from nutraceuticals, meaning isolates, meaning you go and you buy your vitamin E. You don't get your vitamin E out of the food. You get concentrated dosages of vitamin E, or whether you get concentrated dosages of vitamin C, or vitamin C with bioflavonoids, or whether you get it out of your foods, or whether you go get your CoQ10 or your lipoic acid or your glutathione or your superoxide dismutase. All these antioxidants fill this neutralization to the other word that was introduced, and that's free radical. So looking at nutrition the last 40, 50 years came this notion of antioxidant free radical. Most people, and it's not oddly enough, but most people really don't know what free radicals mean or are. And yet they're on the tip of everybody's tongue. So I want to start today's show by clarifying a little bit, in a simplistic way, what we're talking about when we say free radical and when we say antioxidant. And then I want to move to the guts of it, the stuff you can't get anywhere else. Of course, that's what I love to do. Take complicated subjects and kind of give you the important concepts. Not the data, but the concepts. And you'll see what this means as the show goes on. If you're new to the show, again, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to my website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's .cc with two T's. When you can, get on the website and look at show 326. All my shows, all 326 hours, 326 shows are recorded, and I put them on the site after I do the show so you can review. If you just give a little more, you'll get so much more out. So be sure to do that as soon as you can. All right, let's get to it. If you're on the website, let's just talk about the free radical. Very simply stated, all atoms, oxygen atoms, chlorine atoms, fluorine atoms, all atoms, all biological atoms like oxygen, in other words, atoms that are found in living organisms, have shells of electrons, layers of electrons around them. In the outer shell, the negatively charged negative electron is supposed to exist as a complete set. That outer shell is called the valence shell, and it's supposed to have a set number of electrons that makes it happy, meaning it's got all these negative charges that it needs, and therefore it's a neutral atom, meaning it's a non-reactive atom, meaning it's not void or minus an electron, and therefore has to run around the neighborhood, meaning your heart, your brain, your lungs, and go find some donor to the electron that it's deficient. Now that in the ideal sense, I mean for this story, in the ideal sense, is what we mean by an inert compound. Meaning, if oxygen as a biological atom is bonded to other atoms and running around your body, and in fact it's all happy in its valence shell, it's not going to react. But if through some process, external, meaning from the outside in, or going on within your organism itself, within the cell or in between the cell, that oxygen atom happens to have one of its electrons plucked. One of its electrons is taken away. Now we say that oxygen atom has a problem. It's minus an electron, and it becomes hungry. It becomes a maniacal terrorist, launching and spreading terror throughout the entire organism, looking to get that electron back. And that's what we call a free radical. A free radical is a terrorist looking to pluck an electron from your home, your house, your cell membrane, your organ, your brain. And the body's making free radicals all day long. In a perfect world, in the Garden of Eden, your body's still making free radicals all day long. Free radicals are part of normal physiology. Free radicals are supposed to exist. It's one of the things they don't tell you. But the flip side to this coin is true, and that is that there are things out there, things that are more part of the modern world, the industrial world, that accelerate the rate at which we make these unpaired electron shells, that accelerate the rate at which we produce free radicals. I'll use my infamous example, the Long Beach port. If you're living at the Long Beach port or working there 60 hours a week, breathing in that soot all day long, those diesel fumes, what's in the air that gets through your lungs and into your bloodstream is a potent source of what creates free radical, much more than your body's supposed to have. Now, it's just not if you live at Long Beach, if you live in L.A., if you eat the food you eat. Everything you know and that I've ever heard is bad for you produces more free radicals than you want. Now, that's a big deal. Of course it's a big deal. So you have to picture modern-day man as in an environment where he is producing infinitely more free radical than he was designed to create, to handle. Now, the word antioxidant comes in as a food, as an herb, as something the body makes and has always made and will make more of if the body's strong. And we're going to get to that later because that's the big one. The body makes antioxidants. Antioxidants are that compound which counterbalances free radicals. Antioxidants give the electron to the angry terrorist free radical. And you can get your antioxidants from food, berries. Go on Google and search the top 10 antioxidant foods, and you'll see all the berries listed. Or you could go to the store and buy your antioxidants. Buy your vitamin C, buy your vitamin E, buy your glutathione, buy your lipoic acid. So on and so forth. And of course, everyone's going to have a reason for you to buy theirs. And everybody's going to have a reason for you to buy it in the form that they tell you to buy it. I'm going to comment on that from my experience, which I think is enough to make a good opinion. But one thing I want to point out to you right now, and that is that let me tell you this. If you use antioxidants clinically, meaning to help people heal themselves. If you use antioxidants and you watch your clients, people who have serious health concerns, and you flood the antioxidants in, and you're sure they must be suffering from rabid free radical damage and thus the illnesses they're facing, and you watch them as they're flooded with these antioxidants from great sources, from the best sources that money can buy, in large dosages, dosages that must, in fact, neutralize all their free radicals. Flags fall from the sky, red flags. You never really see results that make sense. And you have to be curious about that. And so I want to define free radical, I want to define antioxidant, and then I want to say to you that as would make sense, modern man in modern society should be deeply deficient in antioxidant against the infinitely increasing list of things that cause free radical damage. And therefore, it should make sense that if you get well-sourced antioxidants, and we'll get into that, and flood the body with them, you should see some real return. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I have more than enough experience to say this. You don't. Which doesn't mean, so don't jump to conclusions. It doesn't mean you shouldn't take antioxidants. It doesn't mean you shouldn't use the concept. But if, in fact, our bodies were so free radical frenzied, and if, in fact, these antioxidants were so well sourced, when you take people who have real issues with their health, you should see improvements. Now I'll make my statement. That, oddly enough, you don't see. And the reason I'm going to say this is because the story of the antioxidant and the free radical and how they fit into the overall picture of health is a little more involved than you're told. So I want to harp on this, not to get you not to take antioxidants. No, that is not my point. But if you don't understand the big picture, if you don't understand how the web is weaved, then what you're going to do is what many people do. They stuff these things down their throats and they expect to get a return they're never going to get. Now, that part of it's wrong. That's why I do this show. And by the time I finish it, you'll understand how to use your antioxidants, but how to piece them into a bigger subset.